Hello and welcome to The Awakening from Planet Waves. I'm Eric Francis Coppolino, your friendly and neighborhood astrologer here with the first of the audio readings for this project. Thank you for being a customer of Planet Waves and for trusting me with such deep and important matters as a reading of your astrology. Even in the form of sun signs or whole sign houses, this is not anything that is casual, and I take it as a sacred trust. In this reading, I'm not going to be talking too much about the specific dates of things. I'm going to speak more generally in terms of theme. The specific dates are contained in the AWA ebook that accompanies your reading, and then also where they are germane to our subject matter, I include them in the written readings. My intent in these audio readings is to basically sum up what I have said, or at least take a fresh look at the chart and sum up the themes as I see them. And then also, I have said that I want to place some extra emphasis on professional, vocational matters, matters of one's calling, one's occupation, one's business. Because so much of these readings are about the next massive shift in the digital environment, and I want to talk about how you might be best inclined to adapt to that. Now, speaking of adapt, that really is a major theme here, because there is so much changing in the course of just 18 months. Some of these changes are underway. For example, Pluto is now underway in Aquarius with no more ports of call in Capricorn. The last of those ended in November, and so we are now under the full influence of Pluto in Capricorn till the transition into Pisces begins in 2023. I'll be 79 years old, hopefully doing Pluto and Pisces readings for you at that time. And I will begin by saying that reading for Aries this year is particularly daunting because there is just so much deep astrology happening right in Aries. And this involves two very rare major conjunctions that are always associated with turning of an era. And we, you know, you can go back through history and look for these and find them. And then there is this unusual thing in Aries called the sidereal vernal point, which is where the entire zodiac begins, which takes the most individualistic sign, Aries, the sign of I am, the sign of self-actualization, the sign of one's self-concept and one's relationship to one's body and how one defines oneself, wherever it may appear in a chart. But for you, it is a very personal matter. But when we begin this most personal sign with this thing called the Aries point, the sidereal vernal point, that is this portal into the collective. It's almost like everyone has a phone booth in their house where they could get a call from anyone in the world or make a call to anyone in the world, and that's really their phone. That's now become a thing. That's this innocent little iMac sitting on the desk or on the table. We are all living lives that are much more collectively oriented than ever before. Most people would live their entire life until recently with only a few people knowing what they thought. They could talk to the guy at the bus stop or write a letter to a friend or have a phone call with someone and gossip. And now suddenly anyone has access to a portal that can connect them from anyone to their speaking completely minimally 20 Facebook friends out to their million Instagram followers out to anything, anyone, anywhere. If something that they write does this thing known as go viral, and this is very unusual in history. It is unprecedented in history, and it has come with the complete digital transformation of society. And my view is that people are not prepared for this. They are not ready for this. There is nothing about the human experience that could have possibly prepared every single person, with very few exceptions. I mean, there must be some old ladies in Brighton Beach who have never been on the internet, but I don't think there are very many by now. To prepare every single person for being some form of a public figure, this is absolutely crazy. And it has thrust a great many people into this very strange digital limelight with absolutely no preparation, no map of the territory, no concept of what it's going to do to them, what the effect that their words might have.